ladies and gentlemen, going too soon. I know they always say that when somebody die, but I really feel like as a human, you should not die this young. R.I.P. Forget me. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Shaq TV going live. The credentials is there. The experience is there. I done traveled up and down the Eastern Hemisphere. Don't come for me. Don't try me. Y'all know the slogan. I ain't going to slow it down for y'all. Y'all already know it. We got Charlie Rocks in the house. The white supremacist, as always, to the left of me. We got Moises behind the camera. Hopefully this shit work. We can get the YouTube channel up and running. We got the wonderful, amazing, beautiful.
All right, don't gas me.
Haley in the building. Special guest. I always say special guest. Special guest. I appreciate you for coming through. I know the trip from Queens is a long trip. Thank you for coming through. Well, let's start the show. Let's get to it. You want to get to it?
Yeah.
And let's get to it. Before we get to it, me and Moises had a bet from a previous episode that he is gonna be losing weight before the New Year's, because you know how we have this whole New Year's resolution thing, and it's definitely the beginning episode kind of thing, and he's not fake about his goals. He's gonna start it whenever. He don't need the New Year's to come to start goals. Are you one of those people? That you wait till New Year's to say, all right, now I'm gonna change.
No, I never have like a New Year's resolution.
Okay, cool, cool. But Moises weighed in at 187, was it?
You 287.
He weighed in at 287, but now he's 182.
No, what?
Wait, what? These numbers is wrong. These is wrong numbers. Wrong numbers.
All right, how much you weigh now?
282.
You weigh 282, and you was 287. Well, I keep saying one. I work out too, and I measure myself. I'm probably at 180 or something like that. All right. Gave y'all the update on that. Well, now, back to the guest. I'm going to have her give her credentials. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hers and theys, unicorns, and whatever you want to be called, Haley Arroyo.
You don't have to say your last name.
Round of applause. Let me get a round of applause. Listen, that's why we got Charles on the set.
My name is Haley. I work with you, Shaq. I'm an investigator. I grew up in the Bronx. I went to school in the city. That's pretty much it.
What's your ethnicity?
Oh, I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. I don't know how to speak English. I already established
this.
Ethnicity.
Yeah, he said it correctly.
Said it correctly. Relax.
Stop trying to blame him, Charles.
Whoa. I just said come again.
Okay. So when people ask you, do you say, oh, I'm American, or you say I'm Puerto Rican?
No, I always say I'm Puerto Rican.
But you wasn't born there.
I know where I was born. I'm still Puerto Rican, okay?
So you're not born there, you can't be...
I say my parents were born in Puerto Rico, and I'm from New York.
Okay, that's fair. I let that pass. I don't let that rock. You said you were an investigator?
Yes.
What made you want to be an investigator?
Nothing made me want to be an investigator. My sister already worked at BXD, and I was graduating college.
Oh, that
I didn't
was the
have
plug.
A job.
She was the
so
plug.
She was like, apply. This sounds like a cool job.
Mm-hmm. Is it a cool job?
I like it.
I'm happy you like it.
It's flexible.
That's another thing. I'm going to talk to the camera on this one. Everybody in America knows this. We get paid to work 8 hours, but I know damn sure everybody don't work 8 hours. I'm going to leave it there.
Like people work less or more?
People work less.
Oh. People sure do work less because I be seeing you all around the office not doing nothing related to IT.
Yeah, people work
8 hours. Hold on. Perfect example how someone tries to switch or turn my words. How does this become about me when I said everybody doesn't work 8 hours?
Yeah, including you.
Nigga.
But listen. I'm not even gonna hold it back no more. I don't care anymore. Investigators be going home. They don't go on sites. They say they go here. They try to do investigating stuff.
What are you talking about?
And they go investigate jobs. Wow. They go home. And I'm going to leave it there.
Not me, for the record.
For the record.
My home is too far to go to.
See how slick she is? Like, she doesn't know anybody in the Bronx. Like, oh, I live far away. There's no way I can be home. Lead into that, talking about home. Are you a homebody?
I am.
Now we have to establish what a homebody is. Because what I think a homebody is someone that doesn't go out. They rather stay inside, chill in the crib, be comfortable, read a book, or do what is like exciting to them.
Okay, I mean, that's what a homebody is, yeah.
So you don't like going out?
No, I do go out, but I feel like a majority of the time I spend at home. Well, not a majority of the time, because, like, most of the time I spend, like, at work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Working,
Shaq. Have you heard of it? But I do like being home and, like, resting and, like, watching TV. But, like, I'll go out, too.
All right. Because there's a lot of girls that say they homebodies and they not. So I just want to
No,
I
I'm definitely make sure. More of a homebody than I am, like,
so you
a person.
So you get dragged out a lot, but you rather be home.
I don't get dragged. I like to go out sometimes, but
okay,
not, like, every fucking night.
All right, that's cool. I get it. Now,
I think like a healthy balance.
Definitely a healthy balance. Now, you have a nose piercing that is I highly dislike.
Oh, you highly dislike.
I highly dislike the bull nose. I highly dislike the bull nose piercing.
The
septum. What is it called?
It's called the septum.
The septum piercing. I don't know what it means to you, but to me, it's a bull nose piercing. I'm gonna let you explain what made you think like this was like a good decision or I wanna all get right. this.
First of all, I don't need to explain nothing to you, Shaq.
Nigga.
Wait, can Puerto Rican say nigga?
You know what? I was gonna ask you different that before we started recording. I was like, what's your feelings on me saying that? I didn't say it though. Why did I get it? Because I liked it. Mm-hmm. And I think it looks very cute, actually. So, fuck you.
Okay. Damn. You think it looks cute?
Yeah.
Don't you?
I'm never going to knock anybody on their opinion. I'm never going to do that. But I also do think it's not very attractive. That's one. Two, it's notoriously known for being worn on bulls.
Okay.
Okay, we'll follow you there.
Nobody else sees a problem with that. Like, yo, this piercing is known on bowls. And Dennis Rodman. Like, that's the category you're in.
Wow.
Like, you're in the category of bulls and Dennis Rodman. It's so ironic that he did play for the Bulls, though.
Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome.
So I came on this podcast for you to insult me?
No, I just need you to explain. You explained it. You said you felt like it was cute.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. And I think it looks great.
You don't think
and
she was
I've
cute with her
always gotten compliments on it. I've never had anyone tell me that they didn't like it.
Also, Haley, I feel like more people feel like you're intimidating to them. So, of course, they're going to come off nice to you. Because You come off a so strong personality. You have a very strong personality. So therefore, most people are just going to be like, oh my God, I got to be nice to her.
True, but I've never sought out compliments about it. It's always been like something that people come up to me and be like, oh, I love your nose piercing. Or like, did that hurt?
Because they want to be in the Haley Club. I'm in the Haley Club. Let me get my pom-poms out.
Are you in the Haley Club?
So you're saying it doesn't look good?
I'm saying
you're looking at me right now and you think this looks terrible. Oh my God, why did she do this?
Listen, before the episode, I already established that you're beautiful and you're amazing and all these things.
Look how he cleans it up.
Yeah.
I'm not cleaning it up. She does look good.
I'm listening to you.
But nothing is 100%. She falls in that, like, you know what I mean? That 1% that is like, it actually looks good on her. But I don't agree with that. Like, she told me. I wanted to know the meaning why women get it in the first place. She told me it looks good on her.
I don't know why other, like, I don't speak for all women that that's have true, a septum piercing.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
I got it after my sister got it.
Oh. Follower.
Not necessarily.
She had a lot of piercings. I didn't get all the piercings that she got, but she got this piercing, and I thought this piercing was cool, so I got it too.
That's real. Is there any piercings you got?
This other one on my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then my ears. And then another one on my ear. But that's all. I know what you're
That's
I
not all. Come on.
Oh my no, God. I don't have any other piercings.
Let me say this for the worldwide net.
While I'm closed.
If your nipples are not pierced, you're boring. Period.
What?
That's period.
That's not at all
I
true.
I just established that right now.
Not at all true.
Stamp it. Shaq TV said that. Absolutely true.
Boring?
Moving on, huh?
Is Haley boring?
Haley is boring. But it's not because she doesn't have nipples.
No. All right. Any tattoos?
No.
Why not?
I don't know anything that I'd want on my body permanently.
I agree.
And also, I'm mad scared of needles.
She is mad scared of needles.
You don't know me, Charles.
Thank you. Yeah, see?
Stop.
That's what you get for...
Over there.
Yes, yes. See what yes men get? That's what you get for being a yes man. Yes, 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 yes to everything. Listen, I ain't no tattoos, couple piercings. Let's get into... Okay, you said you went to college.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to college as well.
Okay.
And I want to lay some ground rules down so we are on the same page.
Okay.
We were young at the time. We were wilding.
Were we?
Don't give me... Don't do that.
No, were we? I graduated college when I was 25.
Okay. You was in college before you was 25. Don't give me the graduation date.
Okay.
So therefore, and 25 is still young.
All right, where are you going with this? Let's go.
I'm going with this. It's in, were you wilding in college? AKA, going to parties. You know what I mean? Missing the class here and there. Missing that 9 a.m. because you couldn't get up.
So I didn't live on a college campus. I went to Hunter.
You went to Hunter. Mm-hmm.
Did I wild out at some point in my life while I was in college? Yes. Did I miss classes? Like, yes.
Tell me about that. Because you paid for that class. But you made the poor decision of not making that class.
I know, and I hate thinking about it. It took me mad long to graduate. Because I fucked up. Not going That's to class real. And shit.
Listen, this is the only place you're going to get it. It happens to the best of us. You pay for something, and you don't follow through.
I try not to think about it, Shaq. Thanks for fucking bringing it up.
All right. Let's move on. God damn. Let's move on. Okay. All right. Were your family supportive through college?
As supportive as they knew how to be. Yeah.
Good point. You know why I say good point? Because I was raised by my grandmother. And there's certain things that should have been provided. That wasn't. But she didn't know. So how was she supposed to provide me with that? Right? Perfectly logical. What I want to know is, do you blame them for that? Do you say, you're a bad parent because you didn't.
No. I think it took me like a long time to realize that I shouldn't judge my judge my parents for being who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they grew up in a different time.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know any better. They did what they could with what they had, so.
And you appreciate that?
Yeah.
All right. I agree with that. I would never blame a parent for not knowing and doing the best they could. Did you grow up in a two-parent home?
I did not.
Okay. For the internet, you motherfuckers that grew up in a two-parent home and fucked it up.
How did the kids fuck up a two-parent home?
Okay, hold on. I'm happy that you input it. Because you grew up in a two-parent home.
Okay.
And went to Catholic school.
All
right, here we go. That's the stench I have. Like, nigga, you fucked that up. Man, you fumbled that bad. It's not your episode, but you can defend the motherfuckers that grew up in a two-parent home.
I don't know. I just asked you, how did the kids mess up a two-parent home? Oh, you're talking about the kids messing up their own lives.
Right.
Up into, okay. You just had to clarify that to me. All right, so there you go.
Now you don't got nothing to say?
Okay, I thought you were saying the kids messed up the two-parent home. This motherfucker right here. You see?
Okay, so what you're saying is...
That's not what I'm saying, what he's saying.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. What you're implying, Shaq, is that if you grow up in a two-parent home...
Right.
You somehow are likely to be more successful than a person that grows up in a single-parent home.
Or absolutely. You should be,
and if not, then you fucked up.
The numbers are on your side.
I don't like, agree if with
you,
that, though.
Okay, hold on. If you grew up in a two-parent home, I feel like the numbers are on your side in sense of I have multiple resources now. I have more resources than
not
the next person.
Not if both your parents ain't shit.
Not if both your parents ain't shit.
That is true.
But in my hypothetical, I'm not talking about people that both parents ain't shit. I'm talking about you got a pretty... average home. Like, your parents are neither, like, disabled or, like, any other thing. I'm not knocking disabled people, but your parents are, like, there's nothing hampering them. They're not drug addicts. They're not gambling. They're not drunks. But they're neither rich or, like, the most amazing parents. Like, you're in between. You're average. And I feel like most people that have parents doing the best they could and, like, average, they still fuck it up. And I feel like they should definitely do better than kids that grew up in a one-parent home.
That's debatable.
Okay. That's definitely another episode.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think I agree with that.
Because you're better off now than rather having two parents in your home?
100%. Like...
You didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You're giving so much credit
my
to
my father mm-hmm. was a crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom stayed with him for 13 years. I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm knocking my father. I love my father. I have a good relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
But had he stayed in our lives, my life would have been way different.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been much worse.
You don't know that.
I do know that because when he was there, it wasn't very good.
Okay.
When my parents right. separated is mm-hmm. when like things got much better.
Okay.
So, like, I think it depends on who your parents are, what their relationship is like. Some relationships are healthy. Some are really unhealthy.
That is
and
true.
And you benefit more from living in a single-parent household.
In some cases.
I will say you definitely... All right. I'll give it to you. I'm not...
This is definitely a different episode. This is about...
Your manager over there?
That's not my manager, but I love him
I
to death.
Give him a try. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love him to death. Okay, now let's get into the relationship side of things. What everybody comes to Shaq TV for. This is what everybody listens for.
I'm sure.
This is what I'm the guru when it comes to relationships. Don't forget it.
Okay.
In college. In college, did you date anybody in college? Were you in a relationship in college? Let me not start there. Let me start in high school. I'm sorry. Let me start in high school.
Okay.
Did you date anybody in high school?
Yes.
Was you, okay, hold on. Let me, it's a journey. Let me take you down the journey.
It's gonna take a while.
Option A or option B? Option A, you dated someone sophomore year and y'all dated through senior year and y'all was prom queen and prom queen. Not prom king and prom queen, but y'all was together through all them 3 years. And then y'all noticed y'all was going to different colleges and y'all called it off. Or option B, I'm in a relationship freshman year, broke up with him, single sophomore year, got in another relationship junior year. He wasn't really doing it for me. He couldn't eat ass. Got in a relationship, different relationship senior year. Said, fuck it, I'm just going to be single.
Okay, none of those.
Okay, none of those.
Which is why. So I was in a relationship sophomore year for a while, and that person ended up being like becoming one of my closest friends.
What?
And then junior year, no, so like after high school, I was in a relationship with someone, but he went to a different school.
Okay, hold on. So freshman year, you was in a relationship with a dude.
No, I said sophomore year. Freshman year, I was in a relationship with a dude, but like that didn't even count.
Why not?
Because we were children and like it wasn't a real thing.
Listen, on Shaq TV, we don't do correct or not.
No, I don't count him because, like, it wasn't a real thing.
All right. It was, like, a no thing, like, do you love me, yes or no, check the box kind of thing.
I could go in on, like, all my relationships in high school.
Okay, go ahead.
That would be, like, way too much to talk about. But sophomore year, I was in a relationship with someone. Then we broke up, but we stayed friends. We continued to be friends till this day.
Mm-hmm.
But junior year, I got into a relationship. And I was with him till I was like 19.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything from those relationships?
I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, I learned a lot. They were like my first relationships.
Okay. When I say, did you learn anything?
Specifically, what did
specifically
I learn?
Specifically, in terms of like, okay, how the relationship ended. Did they cheat? Was it just a distance thing?
So the first relationship, the sophomore year one, I ended it because it just wasn't. I loved him. I cared about him a lot, but like.
What's your sign again? What's your zodiac sign?
Aquarius. Okay. Not that it matters.
Not that. I'm definitely a kick the zodiac out the window type of guy.
So
I just want to, I have fans that care about that
your
stuff.
Your viewers, I'm sure.
Right. They care about that stuff. So okay. I have to establish this. She's Aquarius. I'm an Aries. Charlie Rock's over here.
Capricorn.
Not
care.
We were better off as friends.
Okay.
And then
I would say that I'm a lover, not a fighter. Okay. So if I was that guy, I would feel heartbroken and scorned by a woman that broke my heart just because she felt like we were better as friends.
I have a good question though. When did you realize you guys were better off as friends? Like, what told you like, yo, this dude's not it?
Dude, I don't know. Like, that was so long ago.
Let it go.
I don't remember my thought process at that time. I just remember that I thought we were better off as friends.
Okay,
we were, and we have been.
Oh, y'all still friends now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good guy. That's a good guy. He playing a long game, by the way.
That's ridiculous.
He's playing the long game.
See, I don't like that.
What did you like? What did you do?
No.
Playing the long game?
No, what? Like, you can't be friends with someone if you dated them, you're saying?
Nah, he never said that.
See how he twists my words?
He was being an idiot.
He's
right
playing
now,
the long game?
He was being funny.
How
being
long funny. Of a game? All right.
You can't play a long game at first, though. But he was just playing. He was being funny.
All right, moving on. College now.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me paint this picture. You're in a relationship, and listen, I got through high school. These motherfuckers wasting my time. I'm going to go through college. I'm not fucking with these niggas anymore. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to focus on my books. I'm going to do my thing.
Who is that?
I'm I'm trying to paint a picture. Was that the picture?
Is
that...
No. So I was always in a relationship.
Wow.
So I was in a relationship sophomore year. Then I was single for a while. Then I got into a relationship junior year. This high school. Until college. And then when I broke up with him, I was kind of already in another relationship.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And then I stayed in that relationship till I was 23. And then from there, I was single for like a year and a half. And then I got into another relationship for like 2.5 years.
That's a long time.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Go ahead, Charles.
So when do you think it's fair for you to be transitioning out of one relationship and like entering another one?
Probably when you're single.
But you just told us you was in a relationship.
I know, and that was fucked up.
That was fucked up. Oh, yeah, we gonna let it rock though.
Do you think there's ever a circumstance that would be like passable? Either like both ways, like.
I mean, I think in that circumstance, it was necessary. Choice? No, you always have a choice for sure. But I was young, and not that that excuses anything, but.
I mean, it can. Speak your truth.
Speak your truth.
I don't know. The relationship that I was in with the guy that I was with since high school, I loved him. Like, still love him to this day. Like,
love is a big word, people.
Love him. Mm-hmm. But our relationship wasn't working out. But it was, like, hard to say, like, to break up. Because he was, like, I don't know. He was, like, my high school sweetheart or whatever.
That's real. I give that to you.
After high school ended, like, our relationship changed, and I didn't know how to transition out of it.
That's real. I get it. We all get it. Offset gets it.
What? What?
Please, sorry. All right. So, you're in college, doing your thing, get out of college. That 2-year relationship. Mm-hmm. 2.5 years, you said. Mm-hmm. 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. Did you live with this person?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Is it?
Fell right for my trap. Now, you lived with this person, right? After living with this person, after going through that whole experience, would you ever live with another person you're dating before y'all get married or anything?
Yeah, I would.
So you enjoyed the experience of y'all living together?
Not that I enjoyed the experience of us living together. But, I mean, I wouldn't pick another person that's like that person, so.
Oh, so you learned your lesson.
Yeah.
How was this person?
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk
about it. We didn't say any names. We don't know who this guy is.
He's
the worst. From a hole in the world.
He's the worst. He's super corny and, like.
So you dated a super corny guy.
I'm disappointed.
The right type of corny does work though. Let's not shoot that all corniness.
Sometimes you get blinded.
Right type of corny,
and you don't notice.
All right, good.
You don't notice that they're corny, and that they actually suck.
So when did you notice? Started to notice he was super corny.
Probably like a year in. I noticed corny stuff, but I was like, whatever. Like, I let it slide.
12 months. I done been to St. Kitts and back. Listen. I done been to St. Kitts and back, and she didn't notice anything until after that. But go ahead.
Well, you have experience.
I'm saying I travel a lot. So in the year that she said it took her to do that, I've been.
Did you know her while this was happening?
I did not.
Oh, you did not. But no, speak on your truth, Queen. Let's hear it. Why do you think it took you a whole year to repair somebody's corny? Or not even somebody's corny. This was your partner.
Because when you like somebody or when you love somebody, like,
you ignore the sound.
You ignore a lot of shit.
You ignore a lot
and
of shit.
I agree with that 1,000%. And then I was like, oh. And that's where our relationship changed. And I fucking hated him.
So let's say, what do you think he was doing that was so good that made you miss the corny side of him? Because it had to be something.
He was like a very nurturing and like caring person. Like, he would do everything for me.
Wow. He was like, nature and caring, or he was a yes man?
Sugar daddy.
No, he was broke. But he would cook for me. He would do my laundry. Like, he always cleaned. Like, he would wash my hair. Like,
Bad boy. You know you look so good. Fellas, listen up. Let me say this for the camera one more time. They love the bad boy. She had a
Bad boy is washing your hair?
No, listen. But listen to what she had, though. She had a nigga washing her feet, sucking her toes, doing everything.
Not all.
Washing
okay.
the dishes, doing everything you possibly could do. But she wasn't satisfied. That's too nice. You too nice for me. That's corny.
No, she was satisfied because she was blocking out all the corniness about him. Keep washing my hair. Keep doing my laundry. But let's continue, though.
Yeah.
Continue what? What do you want to know
now? Oh, okay. That was the question. So he was doing all that, so that's why you didn't really... So at some point, that wasn't enough. And
so what was corny about him?
Yeah, wait, no. His transition to that. Wait.
His thoughts.
His thoughts. In terms of...
We disagreed about literally everything. I could say the sky is blue, and he would be like, nah, I need proof.
And this was happening through the whole year?
Through the entire relationship. And like, I grew to hate him. And like, I was so mean to him all of the time. Which, like, naturally as a person, I'm not like super nice. So it was...
Really?
We didn't get that. But go ahead.
It was... I feel really bad for him because... He was always
like... Wait, that's sympathy?
Yeah, he was always like, you hate me. And I was like, I don't hate you. But like, I guess I did hate him.
You just told us you hated him.
Yeah.
So you're a liar.
But I mean, I feel bad for him having been in a relationship with someone that kind of hated him. Like, that sucks.
So this sounds like he was in a relationship for what it
was using
you. Yeah.
I wasn't using him. I think we were both using each other because...
What was he using you for?
A place to live, and also like.
Oh, Rego.
What is it?
Jackpot! Oh my god! Okay, with that being said.
Wait, you need some more drink?
No.
Looks like it, right?
Yeah, it looks like you do. Can we pause this?
I'm not. You want to be a host? Then go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You got in there.
Listen. Vodka orange juice. Mm-hmm. So that's what Aquarius
ice.
Drinks.
A little bit of ice.
Like I was saying, he was living with you. That's a game changer. Mm-hmm. That changes the whole aspect. He could have been homeless for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like him doing the washing the hair thing and washing the dishes, he felt like it was his crib. Like, I'm just doing homely stuff that you do when you have a crib. Wow, this is big.
Earning his keep,
exactly. Was he paying rent?
He was paying some.
But his name definitely wasn't on the lease. Major key. What made you allow a man to enter your space?
It was just more convenient.
But what was the process, though? Because it has to be a process where you go from we're dating to me, like, now moving in.
It happened super quickly. He was just always there. So it was like, what's the point of you living somewhere else?
And that didn't raise any flags.
It should have. What?
Was it the vulva?
Mm-hmm.
There's no more orange juice.
Ginger ale?
The carton, not the...
Oh, the carton, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not the container.
The organic orange juice. Bougie. So, he was always there, and that didn't raise any flags.
No, it did, but I was like, I shouldn't judge someone, like, based on their, like, employment status or, like, how much money they're making. And, like, and I always have. So, I was like, I shouldn't do that.
What are we doing? If we're looking for a good mate and we're not looking at stuff that matters in society in terms of how much this person makes.
But at that point, I had always looked at that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the relationship that I was in after that guy from high school, the guy that I was with made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And like, had I stayed with him, my life would have been completely set. Like, I wouldn't have to care for literally anything. I wouldn't even have to work if I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But after I got, I was like, that's like such an elitist mindset. I should like care about people for like who they are and like what does it. He wanted to be a photographer. He was a photographer.
Air quotes.
So I was like, I mean, he's not making that much money right now, but like, who knows? Like, right. He's working on his fucking art. Mm-hmm. I even hate myself for saying this now because it was so stupid.
No, go ahead.
But
dig your grave.
That's what happened, and that was my mindset. And I was like, maybe I should stop thinking of things in terms of like how much money the person makes. But then that's what really started to annoy me, other than the fact that like I hated his every thought because he was fucking stupid. I was like, he's never going to be at the point that I want him to be at, where like he's making the amount of money that I think he should be making, and like the life that I want to live is not the life that he wants to live. He wanted to live this like bohemian lifestyle. Like, he didn't care where he lived.
Wow.
He didn't care like if he had certain things. He didn't care if he had money for like traveling or like things like that. And I cared about those things.
Because we all live in a reality where you have to have those things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But like, he, to him, me telling him those things was like an assault on him.
Oh, come on.
And he was like,
those kind of dudes kill me.
You should like want to make your own money. And I was like, I do. Like, I literally do.
You
make
live
my
with
own
me,
money.
Nigga. Like,
how? I literally make my own money. I don't ask you for anything. I just want you to be able to keep up with me. And he, like, it was like he did not understand that.
Wow. I give it to you, Haley. Give Haley a round of fucking applause, please. Because. Listen, I'm gonna start giving out awards. Woman of the week, woman of the month, woman of the year. You might get woman of the month award. That, wow, I commend you for that. What you did with your mindset in terms of like, listen, I could have went for the dudes with the money. That's the easy way out. But I chose to, you know what I mean, go for the personality.
That one time. That
but you
was
went
that one
too
time.
Far. You went, whatever the case may be, I don't know what's right and what's left. But in this situation, left is like caring about the money. Right is caring about the personality. She went too far, right? You got to meet somewhere in the middle. You got to find a balance. And I would say, you're a good person for what you did.
Thanks.
Listen, you're a good person, but you got hurt. I feel like it was a bunch of waste of time. No, I'm saying you got hurt in the sense of it was a waste of a time.
Although, I guess, like, if you think about it, nothing is a waste of time because, like, I learned from it. I'm never going to do that shit again.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Charles.
So, you have not been in a relationship since then?
I've not.
Oh.
I
always saw
good stuff.
No,
did you? Because I
Charles
heard you
back.
Out there.
Was the mic picking it up?
Mm-hmm. We going to find that. Oh, shit. I don't know. I only have one ear, but but all you missed was Haley was in a bad situation and she made the best of it.
Oh, damn. That's all the good stuff.
Right. Really not the good stuff. So you haven't been in relationships then. And why is that? Like, are you, do you have the mentality of niggas ain't shit, or is like, I'm just going with the flow?
I think I've pretty much always had the mentality of niggas ain't shit, but...
That's not fair.
Is it not, Charles?
You...
I'm not... Don't even try to defend it.
I'm not defending it. My belief is human beings ain't shit, period.
True.
Okay, so the narrative moved from...
Just
men ain't shit to human beings ain't shit, period.
Fine.
Regardless of the sex or what you identify as.
Key.
Now, with that being said, do you ever feel like you will dabble or date a woman or go down that road?
No, I'm not attracted to women.
Not even beautiful women?
No, I can recognize the beauty of women for sure. I just don't want to have sex with them or be in a relationship with them.
With them. Okay. That's right. Well spoken. She's stone cold.
Is she?
Listen. The camera on? The camera rolling? Listen.
You be fucking around now if you recorded
at all. Listen. I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the episode, but first ever recorded Shaq TV episode. We're going to get it up on YouTube. We're going to get it up and running. Let's get a round of applause. First ever. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Moises, for making this work. If you get this up, I'll love you forever. I might threaten to fire you, but it is what it is.
Episode. Can you give
her I'm going to give her flowers. Yeah. Damn. All right, back to Haley. I usually ask people what's their list in terms of like deal breakers, right? And now that you are single and a bunch of men are going to hear this podcast and they're going to look you up and they're going to be like, oh, I want to date her. She's very beautiful.
It's definitely hard to slide a Haley's DMs, so.
Hold on. Oh, I'm about to give my guys the cheat sheet.
I recognize that, Charles, and you legit don't even know me.
Legit don't even know me. Hold on.
Go ahead.
All right, listen. Here's the cheat sheet, fellas. I'm giving y'all the cheat sheet. Just listen up. Y'all just gotta listen and apply. Haley, what are your deal breakers? I need 5 deal breakers right now in terms of...
5?
You can go as long as the list as you want to. This is our episode. Hiccup.
All
right. I mean, I don't... I guess I really gotta think about it.
It's a journey. Let me take you down this journey.
Okay.
Would you date a guy shorter than you?
Oh, absolutely not. So, like, okay. That's one thing. Come like, on, 6 feet and above.
6 feet and above. So, if you're under 6 feet, not even eligible for the lotto. You're not even a lottery pick.
It's, like, very, very rare circumstances that you could be 5'11".
Wow. What would you consider me?
You're 5'11", right?
No. I'm not going to do it. You see me every day. Would you consider me 6 feet or 5'11"?
5'11".
Okay. Cool.
You 5'11", then?
Hell no, I'm not 5'11".
You 6 feet?
6'1". I need leg room.
Shaq, you?
She said 6 feet, but she's really saying like 6'8". Like, this is nuts. Like, come on.
All right.
That's what you get.
Okay. Can I say this? At the DMV, they allow you to put whatever height you want. And I put 6'1", but I'm actually 6 feet. I always give myself an exchange. All right.
Wow.
Don't wow me. Wow DMV.
Just like a dude to lie.
Wow DMV. Wow DMV.
You said what? Like lie?
I said just like a dude to lie.
Wow.
Just like a human being to lie. We gotta stop saying dudes.
Haley is scarred, ladies. Let's continue.
Ethnicity. Would you date a ethnicity?
Just leave it alone.
I've dated white, black, Asian, Latino.
It don't matter. Do you have a preference?
No, I actually don't. My preference is like 6 feet and above. Man. And if you're not 6 feet, then...
It's a dub.
It's not an automatic dub. It depends.
It depends on what?
I don't want to say.
Oh, you got the long john. You got to have the long john.
No. That's not what it is.
So what it is?
It depends on if it's hard for you to be 6 feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, depending on what sneakers you wear.
Like, if it's an Asian dude and he's 5'11", then that's fine.
This is the market we gotta live in, gentlemen. Get it while you can.
All right. Does he have to have a job?
Of course. Like, what is
this? Don't say of course.
Don't say of course.
You dated a guy that was a photographer.
He had a job. Okay. He also had a job. Okay. Like,
this is the guy who was washing the hair.
Unemployed.
Yeah, this is the guy that was washing the hair.
Is that what we're describing him as now?
I don't know his name.
My son was squatting.
See, I'm not saying that funny. He wasn't squatting.
He was standing. He was standing while he washed my hair. Because he was over 6 feet.
No, when I say he was squatting, I'm saying like he was living there for free. Oh. Like that's what squatting in college. I squatted in college, so I know the dealio. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. Now, I mean, listen, you on campus living for free. Oh, God. That's a deal. Any day of the week.
I didn't know. Campus, but okay.
What'd you say?
I didn't live on campus.
She didn't live on campus. Oh, yeah. I didn't live on campus either, but I was on campus, sleeping, daily, squatting. Nightly. Squatting. There we go. Episode, she caught up. No, this she. But listen, it is her episode, but she knows what's going on. All right, what's another deal?
It sounds like you just got to be 6 feet from the gist of the situation.
It sounded like. You got to be 6 feet, attractive mm-hmm. to me.
What's like beard? Do you like a beard? Is
I,
a beard?
I love a beard.
Oh, you fuck.
I do love a beard.
Damn, I'm falling. Like, every point she say, I'm just falling out of, like, all the... Like, I'm 5'11", yeah. No beard.
Now what you're 5'11", you used to be 6 feet.
I'm 6 she feet. On your ass. But you said I'm 5'11". Yeah, you did. So, it you doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I think at this yeah. point. Like...
For the most part, I've only dated men that are older than me.
How much older?
Stone cold. I told y'all we gonna have Haley...
I think the smallest gap has been like 3 years, except for the people that I dated in high school.
Okay, that's real.
So like today you're looking for like a 30-year-old, 28-year-old.
Well, how old do you think I am?
You just told us you was 25. I'm listening to you. Don't.
You're not listening to me. I told you I graduated college when I was 25. I'm not 25.
Look at <Right. laughs> Y'all see why I'm the A mic and Charles is the B mic. But
how old do you think I am?
You look really young.
Okay.
And very beautiful.
We got it, Shaq.
I know, right? You definitely not. But how old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh. You look good.
You look good. Alright. And all that being said, this is not my episode, but I have to speak to my experience. I have dated women that are older than me, I have dated women that are younger than me, I have dated women that are in the same year I was born. I would say when you date the people that are older than you, it's definitely a better experience. I will attest to that. I've always had a better experience. Hands down. So, if that's one of your rules, if that's one of your... Listen, you have to be above 5'11". Not... It's a plus if you have a beard.
You don't need the beard.
You don't need the beard.
I don't need the beard necessarily, but it is a strong fucking preference. Oh.
It's not an obstacle, though. It's just a preference.
Right. All right. Then you gotta be older than her.
I don't understand it. We laughing for it.
My age or above. Definitely not younger than me.
Definitely not younger than her.
For what?
What do you mean by for
what? I agree with that, but go ahead, Charles, do your thing.
But like, why does that make you squeeze your face and say for what?
Squeeze my face.
That's what you did. It's on camera.
We got listeners. Right. We got everybody ain't gonna watch it.
In general, dudes are mature. Even when they're older than me. So I'm not dating nobody younger than me. Because
this is just based on the generalization.
For sure.
So it is possible for you to probably date a dude as young as you.
I will not date a dude younger than me. I never have. The youngest I've dated has been my age.
Age. Wow. Shit.
She has spoken,
ladies and gentlemen. Let me see what else. What's something woman does not like about men?
That's what we based this episode on.
No, but it's in terms of like her rules and do you care if he's
Haley
like,
just seems really particular.
I'm super picky.
You think that you was born like that or you grew into that?
No, I was born like that. I'm picky about everything.
Everything, gotcha. Damn. Picky about everything.
Everything.
Listen, all right. Haley, it seems like I'm out for the count, so I can't even describe my features anymore. What about long hair? Is long hair a plus?
It depends on what it looks like, but yeah, that's cute.
Oh, shit. Depends on what it looks like.
I mean, Shaq, you're not in the running, so less.
Oh, God damn it.
Stupid.
Right.
I'm out the running. All right, cool. That pinched my armor a little, but it's all right. I'll dust it off. I'm going to be all right.
It'll definitely be all right.
Thank you for saying that. I had an experience with a high school sweetheart, because I remember saying high school sweetheart thing. And you, we're not doing that. I remember you saying you love this dude, you're still friends with this dude. Mm-hmm. Does he still have a chance?
Oh, the sophomore year guy?
Yes.
No.
But y'all still friends?
Yeah. He's in a relationship now. He's very happy.
Whoa. Let's not do that. I don't care about what he thinks. This is not his episode.
He's not
sitting here. And I want you to ignore the fact that he's in a relationship and he's happy and all these other things. Matter of fact, I want you to visualize him as him re-hitting you up and saying, listen, we had an old spark in the old days. Hold on. Let me paint my picture.
You know why this is going to be real weird? Because I wanted to send him the podcast, and now I'm not going to be able to.
But he's in a relationship, so who cares? Right.
No. It's clearly him. You got to look on her face. She doesn't agree with that.
No, right. I mean, I don't think about him in that way, and I have not since then.
And you're going to send this to him?
I don't know. I got to listen to it first, see what y'all put in.
Oh, fucking God. Listen. My friend. I'm going to say my friend. My fellow Homo sapien. Keep playing the long game. She's going to send you this episode. Keep playing the long game.
Fuck you for that, Shaq. Trust me.
Why does it fuck me?
Because you're implying that, like, he can't just be friends with me. He's playing the long game. Like, you can't be with someone and then be friends with them. Because if they didn't get something out of it.
Have you met his girlfriend? Wait.
I do not agree with him.
Of course, we are not on the same page. This motherfucker is
a
Republican. He's in a white frat. He does all these things that people don't agree with. But I let him rock. Because that's my brother.
Are you actually a Republican?
No.
Okay.
You be around Shaq. You listen to it. You believe everything from his mouth?
Shaq don't hardly talk to me.
Does he? Huh? Wait, actually, let's clarify something out, because this was in the last episode. Shaq came to me one day and told me after our great... What was that party? Housewarming party?
It was a housewarming.
And told me that I told you that I said that you should be... You can come up here. Like...
Wow, so that's how it happened? So
that's not true.
No, it's not true.
Huh.
Why he said that
Take
was
notes,
because
guys.
My it went out on one ear.
Did it?
Yeah.
You good, just keep on.
Why he said that was because when he asked me if I could be on the podcast, I said, is it because you talked to Charles? Because when we were at that housewarming party, I told you I wanted to be on the podcast, and Shaq said that I couldn't be.
And what did I tell you when I told you that? When you told me that?
I don't actually remember, but it wasn't anything like you were going to get me on the podcast.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But everyone knows I'm Shaq TV.
Oh. Can you please?
So every situation. Hello, people. Pause. Don't let me got to move everybody mic in here. Everyone knows I'm Shaq TV. I'm going to be mixy. I'm going to stir it up.
You're going to lie.
So the moment she said Charles' name, I said, bet.
Oh,
scapegoat.
But you have
automatically
episode looking crazy.
Wait, what did you say? I didn't listen to
the
that
recap episode.
Episode.
He was like, "Yo, why are you telling people they can come up here?"
You didn't listen to the episode, so don't even.
Wait, you didn't listen to the episode?
Yeah, she didn't even listen to the episode, so don't even.
Wow. Okay.
You're still.
Damn.
You don't know about that episode, so don't even.
Well, now I'm gonna listen to the episode.
Yeah, listen to it, and then you know what I mean, get back to me.
Yeah, you listen but, to it.
You don't have so y'all was talking shit about me.
We were talking about you.
So you was talking shit about me, Shaq?
I would never.
You think I would say some talk shit about you?
I'm trying to be her sweet graces.
She told you not in the running, bro.
At all.
I'm not in the running. But listen, there's that 1% that do make it.
Is there?
And I do feel like I'm lucky enough. But
you can definitely catch Haley in a moment. You are really picky though. You can get out of it. That's not.
Chuck, are you talking like you know me?
I'm not talking like I know you, but
I'm so confused.
I'm never coming from a space. I'm talking about someone as I know him. I just believe that stars can align at one moment, even though you are very picky. That things can happen to work out for whatever lucky gentleman that is. And it might not even be a person who fills this, what do you call it, checklist. But I feel like that about everybody. So that's why I'm saying that. This has nothing to do with you, Haley. Okay. I'm not saying I'm insinuating that I know you or anything about you. Which is, you
see, clean up crew on aisle 9, baby.
Oh, my God.
Clean up crew on aisle 9. But, we got about 4 of those, as confusing as they may be.
4 of what?
4 of the list.
Oh, the list.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, 4 of the list. Any other deal breakers? Give me a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's really the... You need the 5th one.
Give me a deal breaker.
A deal breaker.
I feel like she has...
Wait. I got one. I got a perfect one. What if he has a bull nose piercing?
No, there can't be 2 of us. No, that is legit a deal breaker.
Wait, so I can have a sexual thing and be fucking with you?
That's ridiculous.
How?
Actually,
you
that,
have one.
Wait, exactly. That's 1 too many.
No,
it's enough with me just having one. Like, I can't I can't be in a relationship with a dude that also has one. Like, we will look so stupid.
How?
Then y'all can match.
No, I don't want to match.
What if you go in the bathroom and it's like different colors and y'all just switch that?
Relax. Why do you think y'all would look stupid if y'all both have septum rings?
Because I just think it would look stupid. That dude that I was in that relationship with, he wanted to get his septum pierced. And I
don't mean like that. I mean, you meet him and he really has one. Not like you met you and then, no, I'm going to go get one. You going to be, yo.
Just is done. Streets is done. You need that. We need that drop. The streets is done. But, perfect. I'm not. That's not a bailout though. I suggested that one.
Right. Let's
yours. I need you to tell me what's a deal breaker.
Your 5th and final deal breaker. Let's just close it up.
Okay. Can we go over the first 4? Because I don't really remember.
6 foot.
Okay.
6 foot. Older than me. Beard.
Beard was a preference. It wasn't a deal breaker.
It's a super plus though. It's not. I'm saying like in terms of her list of like,
you
if you have this,
job.
I like it.
Right.
I'm not counting the job shit.
Oh yeah. That's cliche. Come on.
Super cliche. Super cliche. If you got a job, you should not even be looking for pussy. You should be looking for a job.
So, like, a huge thing for me is for you to be funny.
Oh, I'm funny.
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Compassionate.
Compassionate.
These are like a cliche checklist, though.
Ani?
Kind.
Do you think you're kind?
No, somebody has to be though.
Right, one out of us got to be kind. Right,
really a perfect match for you. Person who has some things you don't.
So then that means the other person has to also
fulfill,
be
like it's a match,
kind
like,
of social. Yeah.
Kind of social, but is it a necessity?
I need
to
them.
Social?
I need them to get along with my friends and family.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, I agree with that.
This is mad cliche, like.
Charles, what the fuck do you want me to say that's not cliche?
No,
I don't understand.
Yeah, get his ass. Get his ass. Get his ass.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like this listing is something that's thought about and based on experiences personal. But I just can say, anybody can say, I want a girl who's smart. Or you can say, I want a guy who's smart. Anyone can say that. A guy who gets along. Like,
anyone can say that, but how many people date people that aren't smart?
Right.
A lot.
And she's been single. Because she's waiting on her list. She got her list. Hello. I'm talking to somebody out there. Y'all better wait on y'all list. Stop dating people. Wait on y'all list. Stop dating people that don't match it. Haley, It's been a great episode.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the episode. Ladies, y'all know the motto. Pop that pussy for real niggas only. And stop popping your pussy for niggas that want to live with you and be photographers. Fellas, wait your turn. Listen, fellas, wait your turn. We all are loving kings and queens. Please do not get over zealous in your decisions. He said a happy juice or something. What's a happy juice or something? Go ahead, Charles. Do your thing. All right, then.
Actually, no. Some of his new album was tough.
Ladies and gentlemen. Haley Arroyo.
Rest in peace,
though. Rest in peace,
Juice. Stop saying my government. Like,
listen, there's friends I have that send me my BXD picture, and I'm upset.
BXD picture?
I'm so upset that they got my picture up there.
You could definitely get
what?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a great episode.
I know.
Thank you, Charles.
Wait. Let's shout out Joel.
Fuck Joel. He didn't come.
Oh my god. Why as fuck him? Cause he didn't come.
Why are we shouting him out?
Because it's like he was supposed to come, but he didn't come.
Okay,
so you still gotta show him love, Leia.
Why are we showing him love? He didn't show us love. He didn't come.
And like, yo, Taylor's a good girl at the end of the day. I think so.
Taylor's a good girl.
I think so. You're welcome.